Before I get started today, I think I should introduce myself. I'm a new reviewer on Main Menu, or I haven't done any reviews before. So, my name is Corey Martin, and I live in our wonderful little town of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. And I am visually impaired, and I am a college student here taking CIT, which is Computer Information Technology. I have a great interest in computers and electronics in general, and pretty much any sort of technology. I always have. I've done work with stereo equipment, radio equipment, GPS. I have a great interest in GPS. I think it has enormous potential for a visually impaired individual. And I'm here today to demonstrate the use of a program which is entitled ScanSoft OmniPage Pro 12.0. And it's a program which is meant for working with paper documents and making it easy to convert those into electronic format for use with other applications. It is produced by ScanSoft, and it is a very powerful program. It is not a program which is designed for the visually impaired. It is not an open book or a Kurzweil program. It, however, does meet the same ability sets as those programs, if not exceed them. It does an excellent job of recognizing text in a variety of formats and positions, and it has a number of other features as well. OmniPage is a program which is produced commercially, so you can pick it up at your local office supply store, no doubt. Or you can get it online. It is also significantly less expensive than your open book or your Kurzweil scanning programs. I have a rough idea of the prices of, say, those three packages, and I will give them to you now. Kurzweil is, for their top high-end product, is the highest of all. I have not tested Kurzweil, so I don't know how nicely it does. I know it's a very powerful application, but I see it runs around US $1,800, roughly. That's not an exact figure, but that gives you an idea. OpenBook is next in line. It runs at US $995. And this I haven't worked with OpenBook 6.0, but I have with version 5. And I find OmniPage does a nicer job, and it works with more scanning equipment, and it's just more reliable in a way. And then there's OmniPage, which is $599 US. So it's the cheapest of all, but it certainly isn't the cheapest in terms of performance. Of course, please note that for these prices, that doesn't include a scanner, that's just the software. But I'll point out a few top features of OmniPage, and those would be excellent scanning ability. It does an awesome job of recognition, and it does it very quickly, and it's very transparent to the user. There isn't a lot of waiting around while it sits there and recognizes text. It's done every time you scan a page, the recognition is complete and it moves on to the next page, and you don't notice a gap while you wait either. It's done, like, when the scanner reaches the end of its scanning threshold at the end of the bed and starts back, it begins recognition immediately, and it's all ready to start scanning as soon as the scanner comes back to the end and starts the next pass. So it's very quick. It supports a wide variety of file types, including, of course, its own. And I'll point out also that the OmniPage format will retain not only the OCR text, but also the image of the pages. So if, let's say, they come out with OmniPage version 15 in a couple of years or something, and you have these old files from 12, or even, let's say, 10, and you want to bring them into 15, and you want to re-OCR the text, see if it can come out any clearer, and it does. That is possible because the images are retained in the format. It also supports the Office formats like Microsoft Word. It supports rich text format. It supports text format. It supports Word Perfect format and a number of other formats. And a big one that it supports, and this is a whole feature by itself, big plus to the program, it supports PDF. And I believe Kurzweil supports PDF, and this also supports PDF, and you have the ability to bring in PDF documents and recognize them and read them. I have even brought in PDF documents that have security settings which prevent access. I'm sure you've all run across that message from JAWS for Windows. I'm not familiar so much with other screen readers, so I can't comment on the feedback they give, but I know for JAWS for Windows that's what it says, and it is very frustrating. So you open this file, and it OCRs the PDF document and brings it up for you on the screen, and then you can send it to Word or do with it whatever you want. So those barriers with PDF documents are broken with this application. And another primary feature is it can be integrated into other applications, like Microsoft Word. So you could scan a document into Word and have it written onto the screen. You can do that in a couple ways. You can either scan it in OmniPage and then copy it to the clipboard and paste it over, or you can do it directly. We'll explore that in some detail. So I will demonstrate today how to scan with this program, how reliably it scans, some of its scanning features that really make it a plus to work with, and I will demonstrate how it can be integrated with other applications, and I will also show you how it's laid out, of course, and go through its options, even the ones I haven't used, but I know about them, I just don't really use them. So I'll go through all the options and give you a bit of an overview on the program. You can decide for yourself if it's worth pursuing. But before we do that, I will point out one major advantage to this program, and that is that it works out well with just about any scanner you can imagine. I've tried 3 or 4 different kinds, and it's accepted all of them. And so, as you can see, where with other proprietary scanning packages, they have a hardware compatibility list, and you got to stick to that list quite closely. This one, you can kind of branch off and use other equipment. There is even the possibility of using it with a digital camera. So if you could set it up in a way that the camera had perfect focus on the page you want to photograph, so scanning that page, you could photograph it and transfer the image to OmniPage and have it recognize it. That is another feature of the program. I have not tried that. I have a camera for personal use, but it is not... I'm not very familiar with how to, you know, focus it and zoom in on different things, so I haven't tried this yet. But so the camera is strictly limited to vacations only. No actual reading with that yet. Although that, if you can imagine how quickly it takes to take a picture as opposed to scan a page, you can imagine the implications of using a camera. So why don't I get right into the program here and get going on how to use it. Before I do that, I will give you the specs of my computer so you get an idea of the speed of the program and what you can expect on your own system. The operating system I'm running is Windows XP Home Edition. My processor is an AMD Athlon XP 1600, and I have about 768 megs of RAM. The screen reader I'm going to use is JAWS for Windows version 5.0 public beta. Yes, it's a beta, but the beta does work here, so that should be all right. And I'm going to use Eloquence. And so why don't I just get into this here?
Desktop, list view not selected, recycled in, 1 of 35.
Okay, we're on my desktop, and I see I probably should slow the speech down a little bit here.
Context menu, options, submenu, basics, voices, submenu, global adjustment, leaving menus, global voice settings.
I'll do that right now.
Rate, 95 left, PC, rate, 62 left, right slider, 20%. Desktop, list view.
And I'll turn on the keyboard, so that you can hear what I'm pressing.
Title is Windows OS, JC, default, JC, menu active, user option. Leaving menu, type in echo characters, type in echo characters and words radio, but type in echo words, type in echo characters, default, JCF.
Okay.
Alt F4, Windows M, desktop, list view not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 35.
There we go, I think we're ready for business now. So I'll go to my start menu.
Start menu, internet.
And press P for programs.
P, new office document. SS, ScanSoft OmniPage Pro 12.0 submenu.
And there it is.
OmniPage Pro 12.0.
There's the actual program. I'll arrow through here so you see what's in this group. There's not much here, but...
Scanner Wizard.
You'll need to run that when you first install the program, and you need to configure your scanner. It will test the scanner.
Start menu, all programs.
For compatibility issues.
OmniPage...
And it will make sure that the scanner is compatible. I'll talk more about that after.
Schedule OCR.
Schedule OCR. This is a feature I'm not familiar with, particularly, because I didn't see a need to schedule anything. But I believe you can schedule it to do work for you at certain times. But that's about all I can say on that particular feature. I just never saw a use for that.
OmniPage Pro 12.0.
So that's all the icons we have in this Start Menu group.
Start
if you
menu.
Want to remove the application, you need to do so from the Control Menu, Control Panel, Add Remove Program. So I'll press Enter here.
Enter. Leaving menus.
And it will launch the application now. There is limited JAWS support. Well, I don't know if it's limited, but there is JAWS support for OmniPage.
App start.
Here we go. And yes, I think it's time for a Windows reinstall.
Here's a JAWS help topic for OmniPage. Press insert F1 twice quickly. Arrow. Hourglass. Untitled OmniPage document, OmniPage Pro 123 button text editor error.
Okay, so here we are in the application. It is basically a
text editor.
Just like it said, it's a text editor. There's a window on the bottom most of the screen, which is where your text and everything will show. And at the top is a menu bar, and under the menu bar is some options for how you're going to scan, etc. I will use the JAWS cursor or a mouse pointer now to go over the window and show you how it is.
Root JAWS to PC, page up, home.
So now we're at the top left corner of the window.
Untitled OmniPage document, OmniPage Pro minimize symbol, maximize symbol, close symbol.
And we're at the title bar. I'm going to move down one line here.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, format menu, tools menu, process menu, help menu.
There's our menu bar. I'm going to move down again.
100% scroll down symbol.
I believe that's for zooming.
Load image file scroll down symbol, automatic scroll down symbol, copy to clipboard scroll down symbol.
Now this is like a toolbar, it's not really a toolbar. It's, you can scroll those things down and select different options right there with a mouse. There's ways to do that through the menu bar though.
Text editor dialog, maximize symbol, close symbol, and available.
Here's the top of the text editor.
Scroll down symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll up symbol, scroll down symbol, scroll left symbol, sub menu, scroll right symbol.
Now there's the actual scroll arrows for the text editor.
Change the editing view to apostrophe, retain fonts and paragraphs, view, resize, go to the previous page in the document, resize, go to the previous page in the doc.
So there's the bottom of the window, and it shows some help there. So this application is somewhat a word processor as well as a scanning program. So why don't I go through the menus and kind of show you how they're laid out, and demonstrate some things that you should do when you first get the program installed.
PC cursor, menu bar, file.
So we're on the menu bar now at the file. I'm going to pull this down.
Menu active, new unavailable, control N.
We already have a new document, so that's not available.
Open OmniPage document, control O. Close unavailable. Save unavailable, save as unavailable. Save image unavailable. Print submenu unavailable. Send as mail unavailable. Properties unavailable. 1e backs 2e.
Okay, so there is the file menu. You can see it's a pretty straightforward menu for most word processing type documents. Has all the new, open, save, print properties, things you might find, plus your quick links to documents you've opened recently. I'm going to leave the menu bar now and go back in so you can see the edit menu, or just press Alt-E here.
Alt-E, undo unavailable, Control-Z. Redo unavailable, cut unavailable, copy unavailable, paste unavailable, clear unavailable, select all unavailable, Control-A.
There are keyboard shortcuts. I am cutting off the speech before it gets through them all, but most of these do have keyboard shortcuts.
Next page unavailable, control PGDN. Previous page unavailable, control PG up. Go to page unavailable, control G. Delete current page unavailable, control D. Find unavailable, control F. Replace unavailable, control H. Undo unavailable, control Z.
And we're back around. Now the view menu is next. You do have to make some changes here, I find anyway, to make JAWS work a little better.
Alt V, toolbars.
Toolbars.
Ruler checked.
Ruler is on.
Document manager.
I turn that off.
Page image.
Turn that off.
Text editor checked unavailable.
That's on.
Thumbnail images.
That's off.
Customize columns.
That I didn't need to play with.
Rotate image submenu unavailable.
Don't need to worry about that. You really want to make sure your images are right side up and you're scanning a page upside down, and I guess that's where you go.
Text editor view submenu.
This is maybe worth taking a look at.
Enter through page.
So in this menu here, we have true page, which is where you can have the document look exactly how it would on the printed page.
Retain fonts and paragraphs checked.
That's what I have it on. It will format the text as it sees fit, but it will retain your fonts and it will retain your paragraphs for you.
No formatting.
No formatting, well, then it just goes wherever.
True page.
And we're back around, so I'll move to left.
Header and footer unavailable. Zoom submenu unavailable. Toolbars.
We're back around. Going to move over to the format menu now.
Font unavailable. Paragraph unavailable. Table unavailable. Tabs unavailable. Drop caps unavailable. Style unavailable. Merge cells unavailable. Split cells unavailable. Cell alignment submenu. Hyperlink unavailable. Font unavailable. Paragraph font unavailable.
And that's the format menu.
Proofread OCR unavailable. F7 unavailable.
We're in tools.
Find next suspect unavailable. F4 unavailable.
Now, proofread OCR and find next subject. Those are features where you can actually have it correct its own OCR ability. So if it makes a mistake, you can have it check itself, kind of like its own built-in spell checker for OCR. It works great on small documents. If you want to spend the time on a textbook doing that, then go for it. I'm not doing that. But it is there as a feature.
Train character unavailable.
This is all related to that.
Verifier submenu. Set language unavailable. Reject current page unavailable.
Yes, there is different language options and so on.
User dictionary.
You can have a user dictionary for your own words, etc.
Training file. Zone template.
This is for different templates for documents.
Edit picture unavailable. Speech mode, F5.
Speech mode is, it'll use Sappy to talk as you arrow through the text. I leave it off because then it interferes with JAWS, and JAWS does a better job, in my opinion anyway. So I just stick with JAWS and go from there.
Speech settings unavailable. Export converters.
This is for sending your text elsewhere.
Options submenu.
Options, we'll be back here.
Proofread OCR unavailable.
We're back around. I'm going to move over to process now.
Start auto processing.
This is where you go and you get your text going.
Start OCR wizard.
Don't need to use this as much. This is more when you're going to scan documents of a certain type or when you have raw images.
Get page submenu.
Get page, I'll show you this. This is how you decide what kind of stuff you're going to bring in.
Enter. Load image file checked.
The last thing I did was actually import a PDF document. So it's on load image file. Because you actually go there and then you open your PDF document.
Scan B and W.
Scan black and white.
Scan grayscale.
Scan grayscale.
Scan color.
And scan color. I'm not going to change to any of that just yet. But that is the different options to move to.
Scanner settings.
Scanner settings. You can jump right to the scanner settings in the options dialog right there.
Load image file.
And we're back around.
Perform OCR submenu.
This is for performing OCR on scanned images.
Enter. Automatic checked unavailable.
You want to leave it on automatic unless you know what kind of text you're bringing in.
Single column, no table unavailable. Multiple columns, no table unavailable. Single column with table unavailable. Spreadsheet unavailable. Custom user defined unavailable. Template submenu. Enter. None unavailable. OCR settings. Automatic check.
So you can define different kinds of text formats there. Or just leave it on automatic, then it'll do the job for you.
Export results submenu.
This is export results. I've moved to the left and down.
Enter. Save as file unavailable. Copy to clipboard checked unavailable. Send as mail unavailable. Save.
So those are the three places you can just send it, and I'll get into that more later.
Select process settings.
And this jumps to options.
Schedule OCR. Help topics.
And now we moved into help.
Getting started. How to use help. Glossary. Tip of the day. Readme. Scan soft on the web submenu. About OmniPage Pro. Help topics.
So there is the menu right there. That is the incomplete menu.
Leaving menus.
And I will point out now that you may have noticed most of those options were unavailable. This is because there is no text on the screen yet. So why don't we do that. Let's get some text onto the screen. I'm going to open my scanner here. And I just open the lid on my 4-in-1 thing. And I'm going to scan a text. I believe this is my MLA handbook for English class, for writing essays and so on. So I'm aligning that in there. I don't know which side I've got on there. It could be the front, it could be the back, it doesn't matter. So let's go to our process menu, which is where we need to be.
Alt Tab, Alt T, menu active, start auto processing. Enter, leaving menus.
And it's going to start.
Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Copy to clipboard dialog. Page formatting level. Combo box. Retain fonts and paragraphs. 3 of 4.
Now this dialog comes up every time you scan a page in OmniPage, unless you have it on auto next page, like where it keeps scanning and scanning. It is rather annoying. I wish there was a way around it, but I haven't found one. And I don't think one exists where you can get this dialog not to pop up. It's basically asking me if I want to put it on the clipboard or save it as a file or email it now that I've scanned a page here. I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to press escape.
Escape. Untitled OmniPage document. OmniPage Pro. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button.
Do I want to stop loading pages or do I want to keep
tab, add more pages button.
Adding pages? Well, I want to stop for a minute.
Tab, stop load space, a Canadian writer's reference updated second edition. How can I use the active voice to make my papers more powerful? How do I use a semicolon properly? How do I avoid using unnecessary commas? How do I correctly document online sources in my essays and assignments? How do I deal with tricky words such as effective or effective? How do I make sure I use the appropriate tense?
Okay, so as you can see, it's already up there. If I do an insert page down here on my right side.
Page 1 of 1 for help. Press F1 English LN 001 col 001 resize symbol.
So it gives us a bit of information there. It gives us the page we're on. It says that if we want help, we can press F1. It says the language is English, and it says the column is 1, column 1. Line 1, column 1. So this is our first page.
Updated. P. Font is bold, we're done 11 points.
So that, I guess,
U.
is the size
a
of Canadian the text.
A. Font is Times New Roman 15 points.
Alright.
N.
So you can go through that and so on. Now, let's say I want to scan more than that. Let's say I want to scan actual text here. So let's do that. I'm going to just flip anywhere in this book here. It doesn't really matter where. And I'll just put this on the scanner like so. And we'll go back to our process menu.
Alt P arrow, menu active, start auto enter, leaving menus, automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Finish tab, add more pages button, space, I beam. OmniPage Pro dialog, a Canadian right.
Now, this is another little thing that's more to do with JAWS than OmniPage. It likes to read what comes up under the dialogue.
Arrow, continue automatic processing dialogue. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialogue. What would you like to do now? Copy to clipboard dialogue. Page range, combo box, all pages, 1 of 2.
Now, to avoid that problem, they may have a way around it. By, you know, telling it not to read under that dialogue. But I just put it on a blank page when I do lots of scanning so that it doesn't keep trying to read the text every time the dialogue for scanning disappears. Now, we're back to the same thing with that copy to clipboard dialogue. I'm going to press escape.
Escape, untitled.
But I'm going to
tab, add more pages
add
button.
More pages now.
Space.
Press space.
OmniPage Pro dialog.
Silent speech, and we are doing another page. I'm going to stop it at this point. Once this page completes,
Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue escape. Untitled tab. Tab. Stop. Space. A Canadian.
Okay, we're on the first page of 3.
Page 1 of 3 for help.
Let's go to page 2. Control page down.
Control page down. I beam. Sample APA paper 339. Arrow. APA. P. A. Space.
So this is a sample APA paper 339.
Glay S. 1998. Jack Uth. W. 1990. 29. Monkeying with Listers. Holm E. 1985. June 25th. Kanzi the Chimp A. Outs R. 1997. Next of Kin. What Chimpanzees? Taught Me About Who We Are. New York. William Morrow. Gibbons A. 1991. Deja Vu All Over Again. Chimp Language Wars. Science 251. 1561-1562. Greenfield P. M. and Savage R.
Okay, it looks to be a list of references. So you can see it does a nice job of recognizing the text here.
CLCIO available http www.santa.edu Johnson articles.
And there's a website. Let's go to page 3 now.
Control page dot 338 APA style. 338 APA style. Apes and language. I beam. The writer. Presents a balanced view of the philosophical controversy. The day of the conclusion is objective. Foundations on which human language could be built are already present. p. 244. The suggestion that there is a continuity in the linguistic abilities of apes and humans has created much controversy. Linguist Noam Chomsky has strongly asserted that language is a unique human characteristic. Booth, 1990. Terrace has continued to be skeptical of the claims made for the apes.
Okay, can apes talk? All right. Now, let's continue our apes talk essay here. I'm flipping over to the next page, but this time I'm going to do it a little differently. I'm going to speed up the process a little bit. I've flipped over, and I'm putting the book back on the scanner. Please note that the book is small enough to fit on the glass completely across, with both pages facing down. Now, this is another feature of OmniPage, to scan two pages at a time. Most other OCR programs do this, but this one doesn't as well. So I'm going to enable that feature in Options, tell it that we want to double-page scan, or they refer to it as looking for facing pages. So let's go to Tools.
Alt arrow, menu active, proofread OCR F7.
And then Options. Oh, and this particular setting is under Process. I just know that, so I'm going to press P.
P. Leaving menus. Options. Process. Tab. Automatically prompt for more pages. Checkbox. Check. Tab. Automatically correct page. Tab. Retain text. And Shift. Tab. Automatically correct page orientation. Checkbox. Checked.
That's checked. So that doesn't matter if I've got the page upside down or right side up or whatever, it'll fix
tab,
it.
Tab. Look for facing pages. Checkbox. Not checked.
Let's check this.
Space. Checked. Tab. New tab. Tab. OK button.
Tab to the OK button.
Space. 300.
And there we have it. Now,
tab.
That is going to start scanning in double page mode. Now I'm going to make another change at this point as well to show you another feature, and that is the automatic ability for it to just feed pages through without making you have to press escape of that copy to clipboard dialog and so on. So I'm going to go to tools again.
Alt here. Menu active. 338 APA style apes and language. The writer
and it's trying to read, so there I just silenced it, and I'm going to press O.
Oh, all.
And at this point, why don't I just show you the options menu? So I'll go to
Enter.
All.
Enter. Leaving menus. Option. Shift, 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 tab. Use defaults, but tab. Load settings. Shift, 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 tab. Process tab.
I'm going to move it all the way to left. Or actually, I'm going to do this with the mouse cursor. I could do it with the left arrow, but I find it easier.
Page OCR tab. OC. Left mouse button. PC cursor.
There we go. So we're on the OCR tab. I could have just used the left arrow or the shift with tab, you know, till I got to the OCR part of the dialogue, but I didn't want to do that. So here we are. Now this is an unusual dialogue because the tabs, in the order of the dialogue, the tabs come right before the OK button. Then you got your cancel button, then your use defaults, and then it has load and save settings, which allow you to make profiles, I believe.
Tab, can't tab, use defaults button, tab, load setting, tab, save set, tab, languages and document, list view, 1 of 115, English.
So, it has 115 different languages it can recognize.
The following items are selected, English list view, English, 1 of 115.
Okay, Joe says the following items are selective, English.
Tab, user dictionary combo box, none, 2 of...
There's no user dictionary.
Tab, button.
I haven't set one up. I believe that is a browse button right there.
Tab, professional dictionaries list view, 1 of 8.
It has professional dictionaries as well.
Dutch legal, 1. Dutch medical. English legal, 3. English medic. French legal. French medic. German medic. English medical, 4 of 8. French. English legal, 3
yeah,
of 8.
I'd like to leave it on English legal.
List 1, list...
I'm a legal guy, not a medical guy.
Tab, reject character edit, tilde.
That, I believe, is for filtering out characters.
Tab, font matching button.
Or playing with the OCR fonts.
Tab, OCR tab.
Don't want to mess with that. Now we're back to the OCR tab.
Tab, OK button.
There's the OK button.
Shift tab, OCR tab.
Now we'll move over to scanner.
Scanner tab.
Now, when you first come
options
into the
dialogue,
program...
Untitled, tab, OK button, tab, use defaults button.
You have to set up your scanner. So use defaults.
Tab, load setting, tab, set up button.
You go to this button and set up your scanner. It's a wizard. You run through it. It just asks you a bunch of questions about like which scanning device you want to use. Of course, your scanner needs to be installed before you do this. As well as it'll do some test scans. It'll ask you to put in some documents. It'll ask you if the output looks right on the screen. You don't need to worry about that because it's just testing your scanner. I've been able to do it without sighted assistance always, and it always works. Let's continue on here.
One, size, combo box, a 4, 1 of 4.
Okay, size. It's the size of the paper.
Tab, orientation, combo box, portrait, 1 of 2.
Again, you don't really need to worry about that.
Tab, automatically scan pages, checkbox not checked.
But this is the setting we've come to change.
Space checked.
Now, automatically scan pages.
Tab, time between scans, edit spin box, 4.
It's going to give us 4 seconds. That's how I've used it. I can flip a page in 4 seconds, so that's good.
Tab, brightness 50% left. Tab, contrast 50% left. Right slider 49%. Tab, scanner tab.
And those two you don't really need to change. Now I'll move on.
Direct OCR tab.
This is where you can OCR text into other applications.
Tab, use default tab, saves tab, enable direct OCR checkbox checked, tab, draw zones automatically checkbox checked, tab, proofread OCR checkbox not checked.
This
tab,
is
unregistered, untitled 1 of 1.
This is just where it shows the list of programs you can scan into.
Tab, add, but tab, registered, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Word 3 of 3.
So there you go. There's those three applications in there, Excel, PowerPoint, and Word.
Tab, browse, tab, direct OCR tab.
That's all under that setting.
Process tab.
Process. This is important.
Tab, cross tab, can tab, use tab, loads tab, save tab, insert combo box after last page 1 to 4.
This will determine where the scanned images are inserted after last page.
After current page.
After current page where you are with your cursor.
Before current page.
Before current page.
Before first page.
Before first page. I'm going to leave it on
home,
the first
after
one.
Last page. Tab, automatically prompt for more pages, checkbox checked.
This will keep asking you if you want to keep scanning or stop scanning. I prefer to have it ask.
Tab, retain text and background color checkbox checked.
I prefer to have that.
Tab, look for facing pages checkbox checked.
This is where I changed that setting. For looking for facing pages.
Tab, user interface language combo box, English 1 of 1.
It's English.
Tab, process tab, proofing tab.
I've turned this feature off. This is the OCR spell checker.
Tab, can't tab, use defaults, but tab, look tab, sit tab, mark non-dictionary words, checkbox check, tab, automatically proofread results after OCR checkbox not checked.
I turn that off, because then it doesn't start doing it on its own. and that can take a while to do.
Tab. Enable IntelliTrain checkbox checked. Tab. Prompt to save training data when closing document checkbox not checked. Tab. Training file combo box none. One of tab button. Tab. Proofing tab. Custom layout tab.
This is for defining custom layouts.
Tab. 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 Loads tab. Tab. Auto radio button checked. 3 of 3. No column radio. Auto tab. No table. Auto tab. Auto. No graphics. Auto tab. Custom layout tab.
And that determines whether you wanted to think everything's columns, tables, graphics. If you want to get rid of graphics, columns, or tables, whatever, that's where you do it.
Text editor tab.
And this determines different properties about the text editor itself, and that's the last of the tabs.
Tab. Loads tab. Sit tab. Non-printing characters checkbox not tab. Markers checkbox checked. Tab. Header and footer checkbox checked. Tab. Reading order checkbox checked. Tab. Inches radio button checked. 1 to 4. Tab. Wrap the ruler radio button checked. Tab. Text editor tab.
And that just determines what shows in the screen. What measurements are used, and whether word wrap is on or not.
Tab, OK button.
Let's go to OK.
Space, hourglass. Arrow, 300.
Save the
page 3.
We are now on page...
Page 3 of 3.
3 of 3. So we're ready to go. The thing is set up, so I go to Alt-P.
Alt-P, menu active, 338 apostille apes and language the writer...
I just silenced
start
that.
Start auto processing.
That's the item we're on here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Automatic. Tab. Add more pages
add
button.
More pages.
Shift
now.
Tab. Finish.
Finish processing existing pages. If there are pages that have not yet been recognized, you can do that.
But tab. Add more pages
to,
button.
Add more pages.
Space. Omni page pro dot.
Now I gotta get ready to change it.
Auto scan next page from flatbed dialog. Pause button.
Now,
338 apostille apes and language. The writer presents a balanced view of the philosophical controversy. The TE of the conclusion is objective. Foundations on which human language could be built are already present. P240. Auto scan next tab. Shift tab. Space. Scan now button.
Now, this is where you can tell it to stop. When it gets to the end of a scan, I've done that. I'm going to stop
tab,
it
stop
here.
Scanning space. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button. Continue automatic processing dialog. What would you like to do now? Copy. Escape. Untitled tab. Add more tab. Stop load space. 300.
Let's move to the next page.
Control page down. I beam. The writer apes and language 6. The writer draws attention to an important article. Baby, or a bottle and a match before signing bottle match. Can apes create sentences? The early ape language studies offered little proof that apes could combine symbols into grammatically ordered sentences. Apes strut.
Now, this is one page of...
Page 4 of 7 for...
Of 7. So we've just done 4 more pages. I'm going to move down.
Control page. Apes and language 7. Lexigrams that involved an invitation to play, such as chase, would appear first. Lexigrams that indicated what was to be done during play, hide, would appear second. Kanzi also created his own rules when combining gestures and lexigrams. He would use the lexigram first and then gesture A.
I'm just arrowing up and down through the text here. I'm going to go down again.
Control page down. Page 6 of 7 for Apes and Language 4. Apes and Language 4, there is considerable evidence that apes have signed to one another spontaneously without trainers present. Like many of the apes studied, gorillas Coco and Michael have been observed.
And we'll go down.
Control page down. Apes and Language 5. Apes, have apes used language?
There, see, I moved up and down a few times there.
There is considerable evidence that apes have invented creative names. One of the earliest and most controversial examples involved the gardener's chimpanzee Washo. Washo, who knew signs for water and bird, once signed water bird when, et al., 1979, suggested that there was no basis for concluding that Washo was characterizing the swan as a bird that inhabits water. Apostrophe Washo may simply have been identifying correctly a body of water and a bird, in that order P895.
So, you can see that it does a nice job of scanning. Now, I have this text here on my screen. Let's say I want to actually send it somewhere. Let's say I want to send it to Word.
Start menu, internet. New Office Document. Microsoft Keyboard. Microsoft Outlook. Microsoft PowerPoint. Microsoft Word. Enter. Leaving menus.
I'm just bringing up Word now.
Hourglass. Document 1, Microsoft Word, print view, normal style, page 1, edit unknown.
Okay, so here's Word.
Alt-tab, untitled omnipage.
Now, let's go to process.
Alt-p, menu active, apps and language 5, how creatively have apps used. Export results submenu.
And arrow down to export results.
Enter, save as file. Copy to clipboard checked.
I'm going to go to this one. See, and these are available options now. They're not saying unavailable.
Enter. Leaving menus. Copy to clipboard dialog. Page range. Combo box. All pages. One tab. Page format and level. Combo box. Retain font. No format. Flowing page. No font. Retain. True page.
Just like that text area on the view menu, you can choose how things are displayed. I'm going to go to true
tab,
page.
Okay.
And we're going to press OK.
Space. Save as progress monitor dialog. Cancel button.
And it's just sending it to the
clipboard. Save as progress
now.
Monitor dialog. File name C / document1 / Corey.
And whatever, it's just giving the name of a temp file, I guess.
Page 7 of 7 for fruit paste. Scroll not all. Terrace a PC cursor.
And it's gone. The dialog has closed. I'm going to move to Word now and paste.
Alt tab, arrow. Title is document 1. Microsoft Word. Document 1. Blank.
Okay, and.
Blank. Blank.
That is a blank window. Paste.
Pasted text from clipboard. Hourglass. Arrow. Page 1 sec 1 Page 10 sec 7 10.
So we have 10 pages, I guess, in Word's reckoning.
Control page up.
Oops.
Control home. Arrow.
Okay. Now we are at the top of the document.
Page 4 sec.
I think pressing control page up
arrow.
Was a mistake.
Control. Updated second. Blank.
There we go. Now I'm at the top.
Blank. Updated second edition. Blank. Blank. Page 2. Page 3. Blank. Sample APA paper 339.
So
SID. Blank. 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 Page 4. Blank. Page 5. Blank. ID.
Why Word put it in so many pages? I don't know.
338 APA style 3. Apes and language A. Asserted that language is a unique human ID. Blank. The conclusion past 30 years that the...
Now you can see that the text has been exported. Word did put it over several pages. I'm not sure why. But it is there.
Print view, normal.
So you can leave it like that. Or you could just, from OmniPage, save it as a file. So let's close
Alt-F4,
this down.
Arrow, Microsoft N, untitled Omni...
Okay, so now we're back in OmniPage. I don't think there is much else to demonstrate except perhaps one more feature. And it's not really a feature per se, but it is something you might run across.
Page 7 of 7.
So we're on page 7. I am going to flip over another page here. And I'm going to just simply...
Apes and language 5. How creatively have apes used language? There is considerable evidence that apes have invented creative names. One of the earliest and most controversial...
I think I pressed the arrow when I flipped the book over. Okay, so I've flipped the page. And I'm going to just get a page. I'm not going to start scanning per se. I'm going to just
Alt-P menu.
Get a page here.
G, load image file. Scanner settings. Scan color.
I moved up with my up arrow twice to scan color.
Enter. IBM. Leaving menus.
Now it's not going to actually perform an OCR on this. It's just going to scan. And you can hear the scanner doing this weird jerky motion. I don't know why it does that when it does color. I guess just to do higher resolution scans or something. Something might be worthwhile to ask Hewlett Packard about. Anyway, it's almost done. There we go.
Arrow. Auto scan tab, scan up, shift tab, pause button, space, scan now button.
There. Now I've paused it because it's still on auto scan. Remember, so I'm going to stop
tab,
it here.
Stop, space. Page 8 of 9 for help.
Now we're on page 8, and I'm arrowing around. You can hear me doing it. But there's nothing to arrow around to. It hasn't been recognized yet, so we have to actually bring that text in. I'm going to bring up the JAWS cursor here for a sec just to show you the window.
Root job page down. Scroll left symbol. Scroll down symbol. Scroll up symbol. Scroll down PC cursor.
So there's nothing there yet. So let's
Alt
go to process.
Alt P menu active. Start auto enter. Leaving menus. Finish processing exist space. Cancel
that's
button.
That's when you go to that finish processing existing pages thing. When this completes, the copy to clipboard dialog
ID.
Will come up. Which it should any second now, I believe.
Page 8 of 9 for help. Press F1 English LN001 call 001 resize symbol arrow. Copy to clipboard dialog.
Go.
Page range. Combo box. All pages. 1 of 2.
Just press escape here.
Escape. I beam. Apes and language 2332 1D apostyle full title centered. Apes and language. A review of the literature over the past 30 years. Researchers have demonstrated that the great apes, chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans resemble humans in language abilities more than had been thought possible.
Now, there is page 8.
Page 8 of 9.
Of what we just recognized. I'm going to go to page 9.
Control page down. 300 sample op of paper, 301D, apes and language, 3, Q's. Ferris and his colleagues at Columbia University had trained a chimpanzee, Nim, in American Sign Language, so their skepticism about the apes' abilities received much attention, in fact.
Okay, so there is what happens when you don't have pages recognized. So that is the scanning ability of OmniPage. Maybe I will demonstrate also right now bringing in a PDF document.
PC cursor, Alt F, new control, enter, leaving menus, OmniPage Pro dialog. Do you want to save the sample
don't.
PC blank for
so
help.
We got no, we're back to square one again. I'm going to go to
Alt P, menu lag.
Here.
G, load image file.
Load image file. I'm going to show you how to do this anyway. Sometimes it can take a while to bring in a PDF document, especially if it's a large PDF document. And unfortunately, I don't have any small PDF documents here. Because what it does, it's scanning, recognizing, and rendering all your images off this PDF document at once. And so, basically, you know, you gotta give it a few minutes for PDF documents, but I'll show you how you do it.
Enter, leaving menus, load image file.
Okay, so we got a load image file dialog.
Tab, files of type, combo box, PDF files, PDF, 10 of 12.
So you can load up to, I guess, like 10 or so files here.
PDF.
I'll go through them.
TIFF, image files, image files. TIFF, PCX, DCX, BMP, JPG, GIF, PDF, PNG, ZIF, MAX.
Okay, so there is an all files option.
TIFF files, bitmap file, PCX file, DCX file, JPEG files, PNG files, MAX files, GIF files, PDF files, ZIF files, all files.
Okay, and it's just an open files dialog box, and as soon as you open your file, it starts working on it. So those are the kinds of graphics you can import.
Escape, all file. Escape.
And that is OmniPage, in a sense, how it works. It's quite a nice program. I enjoy it a lot, and I've made quite a bit of headway with it. I've done all my scanning with it, and all my textbooks are in OmniPage format. Now, if you want to go to ScanSoft's website and check it out for yourself, you can do so at http://www.scansoft.com. And if you want to talk to me, you can do so by emailing me at corlor@shaw.ca. That is corlor at Shaw, shaw.ca. I may be getting a website soon, so I will get a new email address at that time, but that is a work in progress. So, for now, that is my email address. So, I'm going to close down the application.
Alt F4. Untitled.
And I'm in my recording application now.
Thanks to Corey Martin there. And that's all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, you can always contact the program by email to mainmenu@acbradio.org.